if you're like me, you're getting a bit peckish for some food. And we've got Alison in the studio from BQ Blog to salivate us.
Oh, yes, Mick. Always, always.
Always. Great to see you.
You too.
Look, you always bring in something different from places that we may not go. Sometimes they're exotic and sometimes...
they're very close and it's slightly exotic. I mean, and I like this. We're going to talk about... places that are around the train station area around Mascot.
Right.
So, and...
Now, tell us how you discover these places in Mascot.
Well, this discovery comes out of being an utter cheapskate and getting off at the train stop at Mascot to walk to the domestic terminal.
Yes.
Because if those of you that don't know, you can walk from there and it's only about... 10-15 minutes and it's about $2.50 compared to like the extortionate price that you pay.
Oh, so one extra stop will cost you like $16.
Yeah so that's our tip for this morning.
I like it. And while you're there
so what we notice is that there's been a whole load of building work going on around that area. So there's a sort of other Mascot, which is along Botany Road, which is sort of the traditional suburb, but this is the one around the new train station area that's gone up just off Gardiner's Road. And it's amazing what used to be this big industrial area is now just apartment blocks.
Okay.
And it's just totally changed the landscape in that area. And that can be good, that can be bad, but I'm looking at the good part, which is the food that crops up around there. So there's all these restaurants that have just come up out of nowhere. So, and similar to what's happened over in Walleye Creek as well. So, like all these new apartment blocks go up and then the food comes. That's the part.
Well, you got to feed these people, right?
That's right. So the place that that caught our eye was a place called North Esther.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another North Esther in Waterloo. So that, again, another area that's really come up lately with lots and lots of buildings. And this style of food, so it's sort of northeastern Chinese food.
Okay.
And so it's a little bit different. There's some things you'd probably recognise. There's dumplings and things like that on the menu. But what we love are the things that you don't normally kind of see around, of course. You can go to an extreme in taste, if you like. There's things like pork intestines or pig trotters in hot pots.
If you want to be adventurous.
Yeah. But do it. I heartily recommend that. But if you... there's other great things, though, that the things that we tried that we really loved was what they call a dry tofu in a hot pot. And it's really thin sliced tofu pieces that are cooked with lots of chili and a soft kind of sauce. Yeah, they just sort of often call it just a brown sauce.
Yeah.
But it's really lovely. And for those of you know, sort of think tofu, I don't like tofu. What am I, But it's not. Tofu is such a standard ingredient in so many Chinese meals. I mean, they invented tofu.
But it's been cooked lots of different ways.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't have to be the sort of mushy, flavourless tofu that you might think, you've probably been served up if you're trying to sort of start off not eating meat or whatever and you're not really sure. But the Chinese are skilled. They know how to cook tofu. It's fantastic.
Good.
So that's a favourite. The other one that was really surprising was, even in winter, was a cold dish that we had, which was just called like a mixed vegetable country style, or and it's shredded vegetables with like shredded radish, shredded carrot, and it's given a slight little pickle. So like they often call a quick pickle. So you put a bit of sugar and salt and vinegar on the vegetables and it softens it up.
A quick pickle.
Yeah, I make that a lot actually. It's really quite good. Go have some quick pickles. And then there's a... over the top of that is a sort of a sesame paste sauce, sort of like as the dressing, and then it's sprinkled with lots and lots of peanuts. And it was just fabulous. So something is a different kind of flip side to a really chilly dish.
Yeah.
You don't have to sort of scull lots and lots of water. You can have a sort of a more cooling kind of salad, and that's really what that's about, is like balancing out the hot and the cold.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds yum.
Yeah. And then the other one that we had that I really, really loved was, it was a pork dish with fungus.
Fungus.
Oh,
well, I'm a fun guy, so I like some fungus in my diet.
But Look, they're mushrooms. But it's a different type of mushroom. It's one of those sort of frilly, darker, cloudy type mushrooms. That they're usually rehydrated.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of use of rehydrated food in a lot of the Chinese cuisines because it actually has a deeper flavour. So when you dehydrate it and then rehydrate it, the rehydrated vegetables are actually really much more intense
flavors. Yeah.
So it serves two purposes. It's sort of preservation, but also, you know, that extra flavor hit that you want.
That's a good point. Like, I know you sort of dehydrate things and they dry out, but then rehydrating, is it just a matter of putting them into liquid or sauce?
Yeah, so if you buy the sort of dried mushrooms in a supermarket, then you usually soak them in water before you're going to cook them for about half an hour. But then you get the bonus of the cooking water, the water that you've soaked them in
And all the flavour in there.
Yeah, so you never throw that away. So that was beautiful. And that had a little bit of sort of scrambled egg through it as well. So you sort of got this lovely soft pork and then the soft cooked mushrooms and the soft egg as well. And it was just a really lovely different mix of flavours. So
it sounds like a bit of a different, like northeastern Chinese is probably a bit different to the general Chinese.
Yeah, I think usually that's often southern style, sort of a Cantonese style or something like that. Oh. So this is sort of like a different way to have different flavours. I mean, you know, there's sort of so many different regional flavours of China. So this is one way to tick off another one.
Fantastic. And this is located in Mascot.
Yes.
If you ever just want to go to the airport and on the way grab a meal, get off at Mascot Railway Station and you can find North Esther Family Chinese Restaurant. Looks really good. Thanks.
It's great.
Thanks for like revealing this. It's like a little secret now.
Yeah,
everyone
absolutely.
Knows.
No. Never be full.
Well, everyone can go and have a look at some wonderful photos of the food as well and check out Alison's BQ blog at BQ.com. And on there you'll find so many great reviews of restaurants and ideas and international cuisines and local and everything. It's a great mix of stuff. As always, Alison, thanks for coming on down to 2SER.
Thanks, Mick.